Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield B2B conference call. Well, we're so excited just coming out of our Legal Shield convention in Dallas. Tonight, $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Birmingham, Alabama, will be recapping that event along with several of other top associates. So I'm going to go ahead and kick this thing off. Mr. Parrish, are you on the call, sir?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Jimmy, I knew you were a preacher, but I didn't know you could sing as well until I saw you in that choir.
Oh, well, let me tell you, I just brought back some great memories from having those choir robes. We don't do choir robes much in my choir now, but that was one of the highlights, just being part of that. I can't wait to see the video because I've not seen it, but I'm looking forward to reliving that, and that was a wonderful experience to kick everything off Friday morning.
Well, it was incredible, Jimmy, you and Deanne both up there. I saw you both, and you guys were swaying to the music. And did an outstanding job. I was so happy that part of our team was on that stage. I'll go ahead and turn it over to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And for those that are on the call that were in Dallas this weekend, I'm sure everybody's still flying high from all that took place and all the great announcements. And for those that were not on the call, don't worry about it. We're going to bring you up to speed tonight. In the next 30 minutes, I've got two wonderful associates from the Moore team that are very involved in the B2B aspect of the business, who were involved in leading or being recognized, involved in a lot of the trainings this weekend. And, of course, as Randy will mention at the conclusion of the call, the entire convention will be wrapped up an hour from now. So hopefully everybody will be on both calls like I am. First of all, just kind of recap a little bit about the B2B sessions. Most everything on Friday and Saturday was related more to the network marketing division. So most of the announcements that you will hear an hour from now will be what took place on Friday and Saturday, and it was recapped at the Moore team breakout session yesterday. But Thursday was a big day for the B2B side of the Legal Shield. A lot of people came in early and took advantage of a B2B employee benefit certification training on Wednesday at a hotel near the convention site. But the a lot of us that were leadership or top producers in business solutions were involved on Thursday. And I've asked Ms. Deanne Foster, who's a ring earner, special forces member from Utah, to share with us a little bit about what took place on Wednesday morning at our B2B training, advanced B2B training, and then Thursday morning and then Thursday afternoon at the Field Trainers Academy. So, Deanne, are you on the call?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, and she broke away from a family birthday party, so we want to, first of all, give her kudos for that, and also we'll give her permission to slide off this call after she speaks because she needs to get back to some more pressing matters. So, Deanne, share this a little bit about what took place on Thursday morning and afternoon.
Absolutely. It was an awesome day, some great trainings. It was for the first one was the B2B Advanced Training, so that was for top producers. So if you were, it was by invitation only. If you weren't invited to that one, then you will be. So just keep working and get yourself there because there were some great trainings. And I just want to share a few quick tips from each of the trainers. So I'm going to kind of go through this pretty quick. I just grabbed a few tips that I just gleaned from that I love that I want to share. I mean, there was certainly a lot more than what I'll share. But it's just, if you'll just, grab these nuggets and apply them. Some of these nuggets I've heard from these trainers in the past. I've implemented them, and they've made a difference in my business. Some of them were new. So I'm going to just share some of those things with you. We started on Thursday morning with Melissa Wilder, and a couple of great tips from her was, first of all, the enrollment price up front. Always share the enrollment. When you're doing the enrollment, it's really valuable to share with them the price for their benefits, so the premium, what the premium will be, at first. And I remember hearing that from her a few years back, and I started implementing it, and it is a very valuable thing to do rather than waiting until the end to tell about the cost, the premium. The other tip from her that I love is at the decision-maker meeting at the end to ask, is there any reason why you wouldn't offer this valuable benefit to your employees? And what I love about that is that it's going to flush out some of the objections that maybe didn't come up in the meeting, but you want to flush out as many of those objections as you can so you can deal with them and handle them and help the employer feel more comfortable about bringing those benefits in. So a couple of great tips there from her. Now I'm going to tell you that she shared a lot of information about overcoming objections. She has an incredible training, and a lot of her tips and training came from that she's given in the past. And you can find that on the LMS. So if you'll go back into your LMS, the training, and find where Melissa's training on overcoming objections, super valuable. We then went to Tony Petrell, who has just been an amazing group producer throughout the years. He's been a mentor of mine and given lots of trainings that have really helped me. A few things from him. Sacred phoning time, and I thought this was really awesome. He said, pick those times during the week, those hours, schedule out, carve out those times, those hours that you are going to be calling and making, setting those appointments. And then it's sacred. Like nothing gets to distract you from that. If you had a decision maker appointment during that time, you would not schedule anything else. You would not let anything else take away from that decision maker meeting. And you have to treat your appointment setting the same way, your calling. So schedule out your calling times. And then make it sacred. Another great tip from him is to book up your Mondays. If you can get your Mondays all booked up, he said, get five appointments on Monday. It's going to make your week all amazing. If you can fill up the Mondays, it's an incredible start to your week, and the rest of the week is going to fly and be awesome for you if you'll do that. So I thought that was a great tip. Also, he said another great tip that I thought was a great one was, what associations, asking the decision maker, what associations do you belong to? Now, the reason I love that is because personally me, I'm always trying to find a way to warm up contacts. If I don't have to cold call, I'd rather not. So here's a way that you can now find out, you may not be aware of associations that are out there that you could join and be a part of and now get to know those business owners and employers that are in and part of that association. You can begin serving that association, participating in their activities, and now you're turning cold contacts into warm. So I thought that was a great tip from Tony. And then we went to John Hoffman, and I loved one of his great tips was learning how to leverage referrals. So he always asks for three types of referrals, and I do the same thing. It's very valuable. When you sit down with somebody and you're asking for referrals, don't just say, who can you refer me to? Ask them, can you refer me to, who's someone that you know that has teenage drivers or who's someone you know that needs to get a will done? This is referring you to other individuals. And then you can say, hey, we're expanding our organization nationwide. Is there anyone that you know that might like to come and work with us and join us in this mission of helping people to have this legal access? So now you're asking for referrals for someone, people to be on your team. And then, hey, do you happen to know any owners of businesses, any employers, executives, HR professionals that you could refer me to? So you're asking referrals across the spectrum to help you grow your business. Then we went to Mike Riches, and one of his tips was to focus on EB every month. Now, I understand that some people may just be starting, and that feels like a very big goal, and it's an awesome goal. But wherever you are, what can you focus on? What's your next step that you need to focus on? Are you focusing from going manager to director? Then that's your focus, and stay focused on that. Also, create a strategy around the incentive bonuses. And so if you look at those incentive bonuses, and by the quarter, eat those incentive bonuses, start high in the first quarter, and then each quarter they go a little down lower. But you can look at that and say, gosh, what could I accomplish in the first quarter? What can I accomplish in the second quarter, in the third quarter? If you'll use that to help you build your goals and your strategy for increasing your business. So some great tips there. Then we went, Marty Galano was kind of the MC for the whole event. So in between each trainer, he was sharing some great tips as well. And I really loved his tips on the five keys of scaling. So wherever we are in growing our business solutions business, increasing our production, wherever we are in that, we can scale. So whoever we are, wherever we're starting, we can do so much. And we get better, we become more efficient, but eventually we plateau, and then we find ways to become more efficient. And then pretty soon you've got all of these accounts that you're servicing, and now wow, you find your time is getting so filled up, you don't have time to go get new business. How can we scale when we're just completely maxed out? So now you have to find ways to scale your business. So he said the five keys of scaling is, number one, an entrepreneur must decide to scale. So maybe you've plateaued and you're right happy where you are. But if you want to increase and maximize and get bigger, then you have to make that decision to scale. So then number two is look for ways to automate. So you can use virtual assistants, pull in someone to assist you. A really good way to do this, he said, was make a list of things that you do in your business that are not income producing. And are those things that you could bring someone else in to do those for you? So maybe it's time, at some point, it's going to be time for you to perhaps hire an assistant to do some of those things for you. Number three, create a competitive edge. When it comes to, you have to set yourself apart. So when it comes to other voluntary benefits, because there's a lot of options out there, so his verbiage was voluntary benefits made easy. We do voluntary benefits made easy. That's how you can set yourself apart and set Legal Shield apart and find other ways to create that competitive edge. And number four was focus on the right thing. Number five, build a network of associates nationwide. And I love this. As I have done this, this has really helped me in scaling my business. And that is to create a nationwide, get to know the other associates across the country that are in business solutions. There will be times when you, if as you grow, that a client of yours, an account you're taking care of, has an office in another state, or they have employees in other states, and you need help to go do enrollments at those locations. I'll get calls from other associates around the country saying, hey, can you go in and help do an enrollment, you know, there are open enrollment and I can't come out there. So can you take care of that enrollment for me? And then we split the membership. So that is another way to leverage yourself, is to create that nationwide network of other associates that can help you across the nation. Another way that I'm going to throw in there, and that is to create a mastermind, getting to know associates around the country and creating a mastermind group where you come together and work together to, you know, brainstorm on how you can grow your businesses and things, you know, what's working for you and what didn't work and what is this and does anyone have a copy of this document and what have you. Having that mastermind is very powerful. So I'm just going to throw that in there as well. Then the second part of the day was the Field Trainers Academy. So there's a few of us on the More Success team that are field trainers. The rest are not. So what I would like to do is say, here's what we learned at the Field Trainers Academy. Here's what you should expect when you have a field trainer. So here's what they want us to be doing. So here's what you should expect. And number one is identify qualified prospects. So you should expect your field trainer to assist you in identifying qualified prospects. What the last thing we want is for you to be out there wasting your time calling on companies that really are not good qualified companies to be calling on. They don't tend to be good enrollments or tend to bring Legal Shield in. So we want to make sure that we're helping you do that. You should expect that from your field trainer. You should expect your field trainer to teach you and train you on how to connect with the true decision maker. It's going to be very important that we're having an appointment and meeting with the correct decision maker. Is really the one that's capable to, you know, pull the trigger, so to speak. They have that ability and the power to say, yeah, we want to bring this in. We're going to do this. You should expect your field trainer to help you follow the process. Now, the field trainer is going to help you do that. I'm going to say on your side of it, make sure you're doing what the field trainer is asking of you and trying to help you do. As that field trainer is showing you a qualified prospect, stay within that those parameters. And when we're talking about connecting to the true DM, make those efforts to do that. Like follow what your field trainer is teaching you. And then the last step is take action and close the business. I mean, that's why you get a field trainer. We're supposed to help you do that. And we can do that better and more powerfully if you're out there getting those appointments, getting us in front of those decision makers and doing the things that we're teaching you to do. And so that's what you should expect from us. And that's what you should be doing to help us help you. So with that, I'm going to turn it back to you, Jimmy.
Well, thanks so much, Dan. I appreciate that great summary, and I think everybody got a great idea of what took place there. And thanks again for taking time out of your family schedule to join us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
And before we get back to that field training possibility of activity that Deanne was mentioning, I want to first of all recognize some of the Moore team associates that got some recognition from the stage or in some special recognition luncheons that took place during the weekend. Four specific categories. The first is a Production Achievement Award luncheon that took place on Thursday, and this award recognizes those associates who have achieved milestones based on personal sales, starting with 1,000 sales and going up from there. And we had two Moore team associates that were recognized for their 1,000 Production Achievement Award, Ms. Sally Gilbert in Utah and April Hurst in Ohio. In the 3,000 personal sale category, who you just heard, Deanne and Brian Foster from Utah, and also who kicked off the call, Pat and Randy Moore from Oklahoma with their 3,000 Production Achievement Award. At the 4,000 mark, I heard earlier, Ms. Annika Marshall from Idaho. I know she's on the call, and also Mark and Leslie Udy from Arizona. At the 6,000 mark, we recognize Lynn Harden from Oklahoma. And yours truly, I was glad to be able to get my 18,000 Production Achievement Award this weekend there in Dallas. We also recognize two new ring earners that were awarded their rings since the Nashville Leaders at All Levels Conference, both at the 50,000 level. And both individuals are on the team of Lisa Streeter, both from Georgia, first Jonathan and Cecilia Barlow, and then Teresa Sanders. And when you see people on your team getting rings, it's just a matter of time before we see Lisa Streeter's name mentioned in these calls. So congratulations to not only these two individuals on Lisa's team, but Lisa herself and their upline, Cheryl DeGatta. Annual Achievement Awards were recognized at the Friday luncheon, and this relates mainly to membership production. We recognize the top producer in group, the top 10 that were striving for the number one position, which was the Lady of Justice Award. We did not have any more team members that got that, but you're going to see several that were very close. In the top producer group category, Jimmy Parrish was number 9. In the top groups opened category for large groups, Miss Deanne DeBell in Utah was number 3. So I wouldn't be surprised if she weren't taking that award home next year. On the rank advancement personal category, Ms. April Hurst was number 2, also near the top. These were four specific recognitions that took place mainly from the networking side on a Saturday luncheon. April Hurst was number 2 in that category. For the top producer for legal, we had two more team members. Number 10 was were Brandon and Emily Samaniego, and then number 2, Jonathan and Cecilia Barlow. So they're getting up there close to the top. And then also Jonathan and Cecilia Barlow were number 5 and top producer for ID Shield. So they were writing both memberships in the legal and ID Shield category. And then also number 2, level up qualification personal category, Amber and Damian Sheba from Idaho. So congratulations to all of these folks and for the tremendous efforts that they gave in 2018. And I'm sure with all the new enhancements, we'll be moving forward in 2019. And for the last few minutes on the call, we want to kind of focus on what took place yesterday. We had about 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes on the program at the breakout session, and Randy had asked Sherry, Brandon, and I to talk a little bit about the field training program. You heard about the steps 3 and 4 in the program from Deanne Foster, who talked about the advanced B2B training and the Field Trainer Academy, both of which are by invitation only, but the first two stages are for anyone. Step 2 is the employee benefit certification training. This is a one-day class. People that want to be able to go out and service their own groups and be group certified will need to be in that class. But the first class is something open to each and every associate, and that is the Level 1 Basics training. And that's where people that come in there, all they need to do is come with an open mind about being able to be willing to be field trained. And so joining me on the call tonight, who was also on stage with me yesterday, $100,000 ring earner and Special Forces member from Houston, Texas, Ms. Sherry Branda. Sherry, talk a little bit about, from the field trainer's perspective, what's it like to work with someone who will be open enough to reach out and be someone that wants some help? We don't anticipate everybody on the call to do group or everybody in the Moore Success Team to do group, but what's it like for someone that maybe doesn't want to do group but they would like to benefit from memberships, overrides, from people that will go out that are qualified as field trainers in the B2B division?
Well, Jimmy, I would just say I think it's – I hope that people will come away realizing that for those of us who want to do group, we welcome that partnership. You do not have to have any interest necessarily in being in front of the employees or dealing with the HR folks to be a group, you know, associate. But why not, you know, if you have a warm and Deanne talked about this, if you have a warm lead or a warm contact, share it with somebody who can field train you, who can partner with you, and let them go ahead and do the work. All we ask of those folks. And sometimes, you even mentioned it, Jimmy, in the level one training you did in Houston. Sometimes folks don't have the time or the inclination at all to work the group market. They're just going to make the referral, and that's a wonderful thing for them and for us, right? Because it's a win-win on both sides.
Absolutely.
So I would say take advantage of those field trainers. And one thing I shared with the group, which I'm happy to share again, is that in the 14 years I've been working in insurance benefits, other voluntary benefits, and the 10 years I've worked with Legal Shield, I have literally split the commission 50-50 on probably 90% of the business I've written, which is quite a bit, and I've still made a very healthy six-figure income. So I just encourage people, don't be afraid to split your business. Don't be afraid to be open-minded, coachable, be willing to be trained if you want to pursue it, because it's a win-win for both. Certainly, you have to have an open mind. You have to listen to the trainer, even if you are an experienced salesperson. You know, just be coachable and be a partner. To me, partnering in my business is really, I think, what's been made me the most successful. And I encourage people to just embrace that if you're willing and, let your business grow.
Great tip, Sherry. And one of the things she talked about, you know, about splitting the business, I think I mentioned earlier I was honored to be able to get my 18,000 Production Achievement Award in Dallas this weekend. But what that doesn't say is that I've actually been involved in partnering and field training associates in 43 states because, you know, not everybody wants to travel, but I do. I used to own a travel business, a Christian travel company, and I still like to travel, get a lot of discounts, so it's fine for me. I'm at home on an airplane, let me put it that way. But I've actually been involved when another 11,000 memberships have been written for people. They got credit for those 11,000 sales. So I really had a hand in 29,000 personal membership sales. I just didn't get credit for 11,000 of them. Somebody else did. But that's the advantage when you've got someone who's got the ability to get an appointment with somebody they know, they're friends with, they go to church with, they used to work with, place of employment, someone that does work at their house. And it's just amazing what can be done through that. So before I kind of wrap things up, Sherry, tell that story you were telling me earlier about after we trained yesterday and talked about the importance of field training, what happened there in our More Team Breakout session? I think the ones on the call would love to hear that.
Yes, this was so touching to me. There was a woman, I've never met her before, but she came up to me after the training, and she pretty quickly was in tears. She said she had earned her $50,000 ring already. She's in Georgia, I believe, and she said, you know, I've been praying that I could get more involved in the group space. I didn't know how to do it, but I've been praying for that. And she said, I came in a little bit late. Or maybe she had gone to the restroom, but she came in the middle of, or right toward the beginning of our presentation, Jimmy, and she said, you know, when I heard you talking about working with a field trainer and splitting business and don't be afraid to, you know, go that route because it's a win-win for everybody, you know, she said, I looked up and I said, really? That was a quick answer. Because she felt like God just immediately answered that nagging question of how am I going to do this? You know, and I would just say, you know, I was thrilled, number one. I just thought it was precious that she shared that with us, and I hope that she will find a field trainer, you or whoever. I said, you know, the list that we shared was just the more team, but wherever you are, I'm sure there's lots of field trainers. But, you know, for me personally, those applications that went into somebody else's name, what I have to admit about that is, or what I like to recognize about that is, I wouldn't have gotten those without that other person that brought in that warm lead. I'm happy to do what I'm good at. Let them do what they naturally already have a relationship, you know, by just introducing us, and it's just such a win-win. You know, you're not giving up, you're gaining. And I hope that people will recognize that, because I think a lot of times we get scared of that giving away 50%. But, you know, 50% is better than 0%. And if we can help somebody who's afraid or a little bit timid about getting into that area, I think that's wonderful, because I know when I started in insurance, I had just turned 40 years old and was starting my career, you know, as a licensed insurance agent. I didn't know anything about anything. I was pretty good being a housewife and a mom, but I hadn't worked in years. And, you know, I think it takes all of us together working and encouraging others to be successful. For me, it does anyway. So anyway, I thought that was a really sweet story that she shared, and I hope it encouraged her. I really do.
Well, thanks so much, Sherry, for sharing that. And one of the things, and just to close out this call, I want to close it out the way we did yesterday for our portion of the More Team Breakout, because I kind of gave a recap of where we were in 2018. Stephanie was very kind to get some figures together for me, Stephanie Moore. Then we've got, you know, tens of thousands of More Team associates in the U.S. and Canada. Not all of them are active, but the ones that were, we opened 253 groups. Now, those 253 groups were opened by only 106. That's 106, 106 associates. But of those 253 groups, 53% of them, or 135 groups, were opened by the top 20. So 20 people on the More Team were responsible for 106 groups, 135 of those 253 groups, and they averaged one group per quarter. So the way we closed things out yesterday, I handed everybody an index card, and I just asked them to put down there an A, B, or C, or a D, and their name and contact information, if they would allow us to help them jumpstart the last three quarters of the year, the last 9 months. I said, if you open a group this in 2018, you put an A. You're one of the 106 that did that. But if you're committed to open more groups in 2019 than you did in 18, circle that A. That's an A+. And people did that. And then I said, if you're a B, that means, you know, you have opened groups in the past. You've been there, but you didn't do it last year. But now you're ready to get focused. And we had some people did that. And I said, if you maybe never opened a group, probably I said you never have opened a group, but you're open to having somebody contact you about being field trained. Not saying you would or not, but you would at least be open to it. You put yourself a C, and if you're a D, that means, Jimmy, call somebody else. I'm not your guy, okay? I'm not going to do this. That's not my bread is buttered. I'm not really interested in going to Level 1 Basics training. I'm not interested in helping open a group or even recruiting somebody to do that. You be a D. Well, when I tallied the numbers, Randy, I thought it was pretty interesting because we had 75 associates, which is just about the number of associates we had. I know we had about 125 in the breakout, but a lot of those were spouses. So we had a lot of people. Only one person put a D. And of the other 74, it was almost split, a third, and a third. We had 25 associates that put A. We had 22 that put B and 27 that put C. And so I'm going to reach out to you over the next week or so and just make myself available. I'm not mentoring all these people. I can't do that and do my production. I'm just saying we want to help you wherever you are. We've got More Team trainers, field trainers in over a dozen states, and we'll put you with those first if we can't find one there. I know trainers all over the country and all the provinces and the states. I'm in my 20th year, celebrate my 20th anniversary in Legal Shield May the 10th, and we will get someone to help you because I'm convinced we can go out and we can double that number of groups, Randy, and hopefully get up close to 500 this year. And so with that, I'll turn it back over to you so we can get ready for the 9 o'clock call.
Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. 18,000 memberships, that's all you've written?
Well, I'll lay claim to those other 11,000 if they'll pay me for it, but all I can do is write all I can do, but I'm thankful for that and hoping to bust 19,000 this year.
Well, I'm bragging on you is what I was doing, Jimmy.
I know that. I know.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate your training tonight and appreciate you recapping the B2B side. But just like Mr. Perry said, we're going to be recapping the whole convention in the next 30 minutes, and about 30 minutes call back in, and we're going to have the top leadership on our More Success team tell you from beginning to end all about the convention and all the things. Of course, if you weren't there, you missed, and we won't do justice to it because it was an incredible event. But we're going to go ahead and end
Randy,
the call.
Randy, can I say one more thing before you hang up? I know we got another call, but first I want to thank Sherry Brandon and Deanne Foster for their contributions tonight. And also for those on the call that were not at the convention and you still want to participate, you can email me, jparish1018@gmail.com. That's jparish1018@gmail.com. And you can tell me, hey, Jimmy, I wasn't there, but I'm an A, I'm a B, I'm a C, I'm a D. And we'll include you in this group. We don't want to eliminate those that could not make it to Dallas for whatever reason. We'll include you in this program as we try to boost our groups open for this year. So back to you.
Well, great information there, Jimmy. We appreciate your leadership there. That's going above and beyond. And, guys, you need to take advantage of that. That's an incredible amount of information he's giving you there. Take advantage of it. But we're going to go ahead and end this call. Let's keep God first, Legal Shield, will be second, and then, of course, our family, God, family, Legal Shield. I'll get it right here in just a minute. I've got my mind turning and turning. But we appreciate each and every one of you. We look forward to you hearing you on the next call. It's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good night, everyone.